listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.
Hey, everybody. Stand to your feet again. Let's welcome Byron Gadino as he comes to share with us the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Wonderful to be here. Let's pray. Father, I thank you because you are the God of wonders. There are so many wonderful things that we can just give you thanks. The fact that we live in a country where we have your love, we have the Word of God, we have so many churches in here and people excited. We have a worship team that we can come and we can rely and we put everything on you, Lord. I thank you for these wonderful brothers in Christ, for this wonderful church, for this wonderful Christian family, for so many events like, whoa, Lord, we could be here every day. Thank you, Father. Many people are here every day. Thank you, and you are a great King. Please use me, Lord, so I can share your word with your loving people. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Who is ready for this? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. Today, I bring you a good message that will encourage you, that will ignite you, that will like spark you, so you can just keep serving the Lord God Almighty King. Yes, if you notice an accent, yeah, the Lord made me that way. So if you have any complaints, you know, you talk to him, all right? So let's go to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, and my message is called Connecting with the True Vine. Connecting with the True Vine. You know, when I came to America in 2001, I went to Bible Institute in Ecuador. And but I came to America and I couldn't speak any English. So the fact that I am speaking English now is like a big miracle. You know, I didn't like English. And when I went to high school, zero in English, zero. So, but God has miracles. So this is a miracle for me. You know, I can't believe it. Well, anyway. So when I came to America, I just work, and work. That was my life. Working. After 4 years of being working, you know, when people ask me, how you doing? I was like, working hard. Oh, they were wonderful, good job and everything. But telling you the truth, I was not feeling that wonderful. I was like feeling something was happening. I was like lacking something. I went to Bible Institute and I was serving the church in Ecuador and I came to America and I couldn't speak the language, so I couldn't serve the Lord. I was like, and I went to New Hampshire. New Hampshire, zero Spanish. Only white. I used to live in a small town called Little Town. I used to go to only American church and all Spanish people. And I was like, you know, it was hard for me. But God put me into that environment so I could force myself, so I could learn English. So I got myself into a school. It was crazy, a chaos. But, you know, but I was working, and I was trying to please people. Please people, because working, and they say you are a hard worker, and I've been a hard worker. I've always been an employee of the month, a Hilton Hotel, Portland, Oregon, employee of the year. Yeah, everything. And also, people like, I am a good worker because I am a Christian. I don't do nothing special. I just follow what God says. You know, I am on time. I do my job. I don't complain. And somehow they said, you are a good worker. I was like, I'm not doing nothing special. It's just the principles of God. So after that time working, I was like, something I am doing wrong. And you know what it was? It was that I was in the wrong vine. Jesus said in John chapter 15, I am the true vine. Right? So I was focusing too much in the wrong vine. So, because I was just working and working. I was not giving the time that I supposed to be with Jesus. I was only Sunday. Sunday was my everything for me. Only Sunday, 1 hour and a half, max 2 hours, and I was gone. So I was in the wrong place investing my gifts, investing my time. And Jesus said, I am the true vine. And he said in verse 3, you are already clean. That means I already invested on you. You know, I already died for you. You received me as a Lord and Savior. And he's saying, you are clean. And then he take it to a new level. Obey me. Abide in me. It means follow me. That means abide. Obey me. Follow me. Hang out with me. Hold on to me. And then you will be producing some fruit. Right? And I was trying to produce fruit upside of the vine. I'm investing too much time in this world. And I'm telling you, you're going to end up with so many things, and you are not going to be able to take nothing with you. Because we are citizens of what? Citizens of heaven. You are a citizen of heaven, the Bible says. Philippians what? 3:20, right? Citizens of heaven. So we are passing through and we are investing too much time in the wrong vine. But Jesus said, I am the true vine. I am the one that you need to be focusing on. And sometimes it's very difficult because you are trying to please things. Please the dog, please the cat. I am telling you, I get home and the cat wants to eat. The dog wants to go for a walk. It's like, thank God I don't have a farm. Imagine that. It's just like, it's so busy. You're always pleasing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, the Bible tells us something important. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one of us for the profit of all. So, listen to this. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to us, to all. Not just to some. Not just to Anne. She's a powerful prayer woman. Not just to pastor. He's a powerful pastor and his wife. Powerful people and Joel and the other pastors. There are so many strong leaders in here. Brother David, you know, and other ones. All the people that serve in here. Jack and Debbie and Paul. You enter and Paul is sitting in there. It's like every week I see him like, wow, Paul, how you doing? It's like he's every Sunday he's there. Many people in here. And Brother Craig, he's up there. You don't see him, but he's like, but he's working hard every day, you know. Sometimes he even forgets about that we need a mic down there. You know, we need to listen in English so I can translate in Spanish. So I have to go, and he's like moving softly. Like, brother, he's a good worker. There's so many people working. So you see, we have the manifestation. We can bring the manifestation of the Spirit because it has given to you. To you. So you can bring it to your family. You can bring it to the store. You can bring it to work. So you, God wants to use you for the profit of all. Somebody wants to listen to this message. Somebody wants to be recharged. Somebody wants to conquer the world. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So today, I want to give you three beautiful qualities so you can apply to your obedience. To your obedience. In Jeremiah chapter 7:23, the Bible tells us, obey me, obey me, obey me. So the first one is plain obedience. Plain obedience. God says so. Because God says so. I go into church, meet with Christians, because God says so. I get my tithe, that's a different level. I don't want to get into that. I don't want to be stoned. Just kidding. But because God said so. I am serving my mother. Honor father and mother. Because God said so. If that is no fun. Plain obedience is no fun. I mean, you have to do it. This intention. You need to become intentional people. You need to have a plan. Like for 2023, one of my plans is to be outside this church at least once a month with holding a sign about Jesus. And at the end, I'm going to show you something special. We have in this PowerPoint that we are putting some salsa there. And I'm going to show you how we are bringing the manifestation of the Spirit. So you need to have a plan. In 2023, we are almost 20% of this year is gone. Almost. So if you don't have a plan in 2023, then it is gone. So that's why you need to be prepared so you can bring the manifestation of the Spirit and say, okay, plain obedience, I need to come up with a plan. Otherwise, the time just go by, you won't be able. And Jesus is saying in verse 7, if you obey me, if you abide in me, in my words, abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Verse 8, by this my Father is glorified that you will bear what? Much fruit, so you will be what? It's all about profit. It's all about reproducing. It's all about multiplying. You see, God told Adam, multiply. It's all about multiplication. God multiplied, you know, the food when 5,000 people multiply. He loves people. So we need to come up with a good plan because we want to glorify the good Father. Some of you understand this principle and you practice this over and over. So this point does not apply to you, but wait for the second one. Wait for the second one because you say, I am obedient. I'm just doing whatever God is asking me to do. So, you know, it's okay. You are good. You are good. And I remember, you know, my friend Jeff from Oregon, when I used to work in Portland, Oregon, I used to park cars, nice cars, Ferraris, Porsche at the Hilton Hotel. And I met this friend. He was a Christian. He's a Christian, a U.S. Marine, another U.S. Marine. God always connect me with this kind of strong people. And we used to pray together, and he told me, Byron, when you go to Ecuador, because I always say, I'm going to go to Ecuador as a missionary. And he said, if you go to Ecuador, Byron, I go and visit you and help you in Ecuador. If you go. He didn't believe that I was going to Ecuador. Because I always think, you know, after a few years, I'm going to go sell everything and go into Ecuador, be a missionary. And he was, whatever. I was, no, seriously. And finally, the day came, I sold everything, and we moved back to Ecuador. So God was working in his heart. A strong Christian. He went to Manoma Bible College. And then one day when I was in the mission field, 100% he called me. Byron, he's a U.S. Marine. You have to be like, oh, yes, sir. Byron, I am coming. You pick me up at the airport. I was like, are you serious? Wonderful. Yeah, God told me to come and help you. Say, come on, man. So he came to Quito, Ecuador. He was like strong, you know, 6 feet tall, blue eyes, white. And he arrived in Ecuador. I picked him up from the airport. I was so happy because God is so great, so nice. Because sometimes ministry is hard. When you are going through very difficult times, you need people around you that pray for you, that will help you, that will invest for you. So he came and visited me. And then we were doing the ministry, evangelizing, visiting people. And after 3 weeks, the U.S. Marine said, hold on, pump the brakes, boy. I am done. I am leaving. I'm like, what do you mean you're leaving? Yes, it's too much for me. It's too much. He went back to America. And after 3 months, he called me back and said, Byron, I'm sorry I laid you down. Can I come back? Say, just come back, man. So he came back, and we used to evangelize. In front of the house of the president in Ecuador, we had a sign there. It says, free prayer. And people came, what's this free prayer? Do you need prayer? Yes. So we pray for them, and then we evangelize them. We have a strategy, you know, a U.S. Marine, and then me. We had a strategy. We used to share with people. We shared with so many people. We were located like in a busy place, hundreds of people walking. It was amazing. And then at the church where we were helping, it was this very poor sister in Christ. And she living in this very bad place, a shack by a river. And Jeff said, Byron, let's build her a house. I said, build her a house? He says, yes, I pay for it. So he's very tough. And I say, sure, let's do it. So we talk with the lady. He wants to build you a house. You need to find another place. It was like a horrible place where she lived. Just wood. So we destroyed the house. And then we put a very nice, elegant with cement house. It was amazing. God used Jeff. And that's when I learned about obedience. Because of Jeff. He couldn't speak any Spanish. And yet, he was with me with a gospel track like this in a candy. That's the only thing he did. You know, blue eyes, tall. And he was standing with me like that. And he said, wow, Jeff, why you do that? I say, because God told me to. Because God says so. And he didn't complain. He was already tough. He been through boot camp and other places. And he was like, I want to honor my God. And that's why I am doing this. Because God says so. I am helping you because God says so. So that is plain obedience. You ready for number two? Yeah, let's go for number two. So we need to practice obedience with love. That's it. That's it. I told you that number two is going to hit you. Because number one, you are, I've already come to church, I give my tithe, and then la, 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 wee, wee, wah, wah. You already are spiritual, you got a ching in there. You know? But obedience with love. Second, obedience with love. That's it. You know, that's what Jesus said. As the Father loved me, I also love you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And then, greater love has no one than this. He died for us. He dies for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. You know, love goes beyond what we sometimes think. You know, that's what is a whole chapter in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 13 about love. And you can do miracles, you can do prophecy, you can do a lot of stuff. But you need to apply love. And God is saying, okay, you want to see fruit? You want to see fruit? Do you want to see fruit in this church? So the powerful weapon of all is love. Because that crosses every culture, every situation, and it can apply every day. You don't need to be like a spiritual or whatever to apply love. I was fixing something in my house under the building. And I was, Lord Jesus, help me. I was like holding the drain, a plastic drain. I am not a builder, but I am becoming a builder in here. I don't have the money to pay, so I have to become an electrician. I have to become a plumber. I have to become a Sheetrock. Now I know some tricks. But when I came here like 6 years ago, I didn't do anything. I paid to people to do things. And Ecuador is cheap. I say, $20 a day? Okay, see you later. But in here, so I was fixing something under the building. And I was like, Lord, help me. Under, you need to understand, you are under the building, under the pressure, holding that thing. There is not much space. And I was like, God didn't send me, you know, another friend, nobody. And I was like, and then my neighbor, he comes out. Pero, what are you doing there? You're always working here. I always, you know, wanted to help you. I was like, please help me now, help me now. But I didn't say that. I was just praying. I was like, kind of my spiritual moment there. And then the guy said, Byron, I want to help you. I said, thank you, Lord. So, look, he's not a believer. He's not a Christian. But, you know, he helped me. He poured some love on me. And I was saying, Byron, I want you to do for others what you receive. And I was like, Lord, it's true. We say that we are Christians. We just talk a lot about the Bible, the doctrine. And then when it comes to love, you know, I am not just, you are not like me. You know, I have all these problems. You are better than me, I know. But, you know, we need more love. We need more love to edify the church, to duplicate the church. You need love because love never fails. And you can apply love with your children, with your husband, with your wife, with your neighbor, with people around you because God is love. God is patient. You know, we want to build something big. It's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take a lot of patience. That is part of love. I built 2 churches, and I'm so proud about that. And God knows, but it took me about 16 years. Wow. I don't want to do it again. Pastor Larry told me to say, Byron, take a break. Don't get involved in another project so soon. I was, yes, Lord, that's a word from you. No, I was just kidding. He's a good pastor. That was one of the best advices. So I am praying until June. So that's good. But, you know, that is something that we need to think about. We need to be patient with people because people have a lot of issues. But love never fails. You need to, love is kind. Kind. I love people that is kind to me. And I love people when they give me some love. I need love. And you, I know you need love too. We want that people give us some kindness to us. That's the best way to approach people to Jesus. It does not envy. Love does not envy. It's okay if you win the lottery. It's okay. I'm going to cheer up with you. It's okay if you become better. It's okay if you drive a nicer car. You know, it's okay if you got a Mercedes and I have a Chevy. If you want to trade, let me know. Mine saves a lot of gas. So it's okay. Love is not envy. Love is not proud. It's not proud. It's not all about you. By this time, maybe you are 80, you understand that it's not all about you. So, love does not dishonor others. It does not put down people. And it's okay. If you start something, be happy with them. Be content. Encourage them. No, you don't have the qualifications. Encourage the new projects, the new people that are trying. We live in a different generation. You know, Minecraft. You know, people, millions of people playing that game, children, Minecraft, Fortnite, the new generation. Ben probably is familiar with this, right? Ben, you got some people online, you have a game, right? For a while, you told me that you're trying to do some kind of, so you can invite people to follow Jesus. That is good. So if you hear somebody is doing that, encourage them. See, how can I help you? How can I invest? If you got the big bucks, how can I invest? Okay, become a river, not a reservoir. You're not going to take nothing with you. So you start better sharing with us. Just kidding. Just kidding. Okay, number three, and we're going to finish because we almost time to eat, right? So let's do it. Obedience will give you a different status. I like this one. Obedience will give you a different status. You can choose to live like a servant, or you can choose to be a friend. What about that? I no longer do I call you servants, but you can stay there if you want, right? But for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you what? Friends. For all things I learned from my father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you that you should go and what? There again. Prophet. You think God is like a businessman, but he's the perfect businessman. Perfect businessman. He's not going to rip you off. He will make you grow too. You will get part too. All right? I like that about God. He will make you better. He asks you to do things, but he will bless you in the process. That's the beautiful thing. I want to gain. This is about profit, people. I want to win. Who wants to win? Who wants to be successful? Amen. We need to get involved in the true vine. So, I am no longer going to call you servants. But you want to be servant? It's okay. It's okay. You want to be servant? God is okay with everything, you know? But I want to be friends with God. That's why, you know, I want to bear fruit for him, for his glory. In Ecuador, one day I went to renew my driver's license. And they say, oh man, you have to go to school. Again, to learn how to drive. What are you talking about? I've been driving for a long time. No, you have to go. It's a new law. I was complaining anyway. I couldn't do nothing. I went to school. I already knew how to drive. They want some taxes. So they say, you know, you have to renew your license, go to school, pay big money. It was all about, you know, government ideas. And then I went to school and a bunch of people, businessmen there, because they were renewing their ideas and everything. And I met this Chinese guy. And we became like friends, you know, just listening. Nobody was listening anymore because we all knew how to drive. We were just there because the government said that you have to go there and renew your driver license. It was like 15 days that you needed to go there. Imagine that. It was crazy. So I was with this Chinese guy. And instead of watching the videos, I was talking to him and laughing. And then I was sharing the gospel with him. And he said, Byron, I want to listen more. Why you don't come and visit me in my office? I was like, yeah, sure. I was calling him by his name. And then I didn't know that he was the big chief in an oil company. So I went to his office. Like, wow, 24 floors up, I came with him. He was with suit. Everybody was, good morning, good morning. Everybody was saying good morning to me because I was with him. You know, so they thought it was something important. And they were like, hello, 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 boss. We went. I was like, whoa. So we entered the building, a special elevator for him. We went special. Wow. We go up there, just like the movies. That elevator opens. Wow, nice office. We enter the office. And then, just like the movies, secretary comes running. Would you like something to drink? The Chinese guy, yeah, Chinese tea. And I was, the same for me. So that's why it reminds me when Jesus is saying, you know, I make you special. You know, because you get too close to me, that I'll share that anointing with you. And when we walk and when we abide with Jesus, we are his friend. And then when we go to places, people look at us and somehow we find that favor because of Jesus. So I want you to have that in your life. And we need to put that salsa. We need to use the manifestation of the Spirit. It's like, you like tachos? Nachos? Do you like nachos? But just dry nachos, or do you need something? You need a salsa. Listen, that would be a good example, right? Like a Spanish example. What about American example? You got hamburgers? Put ketchup on it, right? Without the ketchup, the Whopper, without the ketchup, forget about it. You need a ketchup, you need an onion, you need a tomato. All right, thank you guys for your time. I appreciate your time. My name is Byron Gudinho. I am pastor and missionary with Isaiah 61 International. I partnered with Cornerstone Church right there in the back. I am a speaker and trainer with the John Maxwell Leadership. If you want more of this, talk with the boss, not with me. Just kidding. Let's pray. Get up and pray, please. Praise God. Father, I thank you. And Father, I forgot the picture. Please put the picture there. Put the picture so everybody can see how we are putting salsa in this church. There you go. There's the team. Praise God. Oh, Father, thank you for this wonderful time. Please, we need you, Lord. Help us to bring the salsa to our business and help us to be relaxed and abide in love as you want us to be. We surrender to you everything. Bless this church. Help us to grow. Help us to become better. Help us to... I pray that this church will be the biggest one in the whole area, and we can even build a new building. And we can have many pastors. And we can do mission trips. And we can get this going in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Byron, I love your vision. It's a good vision. You know what Byron's message was all about? Bearing fruit. And bearing good fruit, correct fruit, plugged into the right vine. This is going to be an amazing next several weeks for us. It's a great opportunity for us to become strategic for the kingdom. So I want you, before you leave this morning, to equip yourself. We got three major opportunities before us. Equip yourself with this opportunity to invite Hispanic folk to the Hispanic worship event this Saturday. Okay? Number one. Number two, you ladies have an great opportunity not only to grow but to invite people to come and be part of this women's conference starting up shortly. And then thirdly, the Easter weekend. It's a great weekend to celebrate, but it's your opportunity to invite people to come and sit under the anointing of God, the presence of God, and see lives changed. We've got an amazing opportunity before us in the next several weeks, and you get to be a part of that. So I also want to ask you to equip yourself with a ton of invites. They're on the tables out there. There's Hispanic invites, there's English invites, so that you can help us reach this region with the gospel, the good news. Thank you, Byron, for sharing that inspiring message. Come on, let's thank him again for speaking. This afternoon at 5 o'clock, come see the showing of Chosen. We do it in the fireside room. The sound is excellent, thanks to Dan Ramey. And Ben leads this with amazing skill. So you're going to see tonight some very important aspects of Jesus' life. So go in the power and the might of Jesus. Have a powerful week. And we'll see you this evening, if not next week. Bless you. Go in the name of the Lord.
Listening to the Cornerstone Church weekly podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.